Episode 363, May 21st, 2018.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
From radio, oh, 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 now in a classic studio, oh, 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 they are Rob and Joe. All the listeners in the chat room, they make Rob mad, 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 but when they slurp our producer, oh, you know it makes them glad. Girls that Joe loves so, they're all too young to vote. He wants them. Oh, tied to his bedpost.
Welcome to the Rob and Joe Show. I'm extremely excited for today's show. First and foremost, Rob is not here. He's in Florida. Actually, I think he's just coming back. He just did a weekend with David Koechner down at in Tampa, I believe, at the Tampa Improv. But don't quote me on that. But I'm here today. I'm going to bury the lead a little bit. I'm here tonight. My co-host is my fiance, Katie.
Woo!
And
yeah!
We have a guest in the beginning of the show, but we'll tell that story at the end. But what we have, she doesn't know because she. Mara, how many times have you been on the show? Like three times.
Maybe three times, yeah.
Yeah. So you don't know that I go on to Rotten Tomatoes. I see that you're a top critic. I feel some sense of pride. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, she's on our show. She's a Rob and Joe Show guest. So
I know. What am I doing on your show?
Seriously. But what I also do is I look to see if my opinion lines up with yours. And by the way, because of MoviePass, Katie and I, we've been to 19 movies since Christmas. But let me introduce you. Us Magazine's Mara Reinstein,
yes.
Top critic, top film critic, is joining us. How you doing, Mara?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I'm excited to have, without Mike interrupting. You know what? You probably are the same way. Mike Chamberlain usually joins us, and he doesn't see any movies, and he's smug, and he's a dick. But I feel like it makes you look, you're already very pleasant, but when he's on, I think it makes you even look even better. Do you feel the same way, or are you just yourself, and you don't care?
I feel like I'm myself, but if you want to go that route,
I do.
By all means, I will take the compliment. Thank you very much.
Now, we're going to have a bunch of questions for you. Again, we've seen 19 movies. You've probably seen, I don't know, have you seen 100 movies since Christmas?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say at least high 80, but 19 is pretty good considering that we're only in the first half of the year.
Well, you know why? MoviePass. Right? I mean,
I've heard amazing things about MoviePass.
Man, it's changed the game. Although we say amazing because it's a non-sustainable business model, meaning everything I read, it's going to go out of business. So that's probably why it's so amazing. But as long as it's here, we're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, we feel like we're kind of getting away.
Enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting away with something by seeing so many movies. But I don't really even think we've saved that much money, to be honest.
My friends have raved about it. They say it's changed their lives. Yeah, so I support it. But again, I agree. Yeah, I don't know how sustainable it is.
It's working. It is costing us a shit ton of money. Every time we go to the movies, we get popcorn.
Yes.
And we argue about the amount of butter. And then she gets M&Ms and pours half of them in the bag. And then I eat the other half. And then I get a Coke Icy. And then she gets a Diet Coke.
Every time.
Do you have your same thing? Well, do you have a standard that you?
No, I have a little secret that my friends always laugh when I do it, but I do it anyway. I do the kids meal at the concession stand. So I get like a little soda, a little popcorn, like a little candy, and it's normal size and it's half the price and it fills me up just enough.
So does that mean you're seeing your movies alone? Do you have to see them by yourself or do you like to see them with other people?
Oh, it depends. Some movies you see at a big multiplex, like what you would see, and that's where you would hit the concession stand. But maybe half of the other time you're in a private screening room where there's absolutely nothing and they don't even allow food. So usually I can't bring a guest at all because they're very, very private. But one of these, you know, big screenings that they have in Times Square, yeah, I'll bring a friend and I'll get concessions.
There's a lot of movies that I want to ask you about, but there's also going to be some movies. I'm going to tell you every movie we've seen. That's what I'm going to do. So then you're going to tell me what I missed, okay? So the three that we didn't use MoviePass for, I know, are Red Sparrow, Ready Player One, and Ferdinand. That's it. Ferdinand. Okay. We saw that.
Okay.
We saw All the Money in the World, I, Tonya, Darkest Hour, The Post, Phantom Thread, Three Billboards, Black Panther, Thoroughbreds, Quiet Place, Chappaquiddick, Isle of Dogs, I Feel Pretty, You Were Never Really Here, Avengers, Tully, and Deadpool 2. What have we missed?
That's a great list.
Thanks.
You missed RBG, which is the documentary on Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
No, thanks. Yeah, boring. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's so good.
Well,
it's
the score that it got, but I'm like, wow, that subject matter really isn't really grabbing me.
It's funny. It's funny though. It is. And I learned a lot from it. It's been in the top 10 box office grosses past 2 weeks. I think it says something.
Every time I look at Rotten Tomatoes, I see that, I guess, drawing of her. So they're pushing it on us. It must be amazing.
Yeah. Well, for a reason, I'll say that. What else? We see, I like Tully a lot.
Oh, that's my favorite so far this year.
Yeah, that was Joe's favorite so far this year.
Oh my God.
Favorite.
I bawled. I literally bawled. And if you haven't seen it, shame on you.
Yeah. It's not what you think it is, right?
Well, no. I mean, it is odd because it seemed like a movie that would come out at the end of the year. Right. That's what's so strange.
I agree.
To see it because it seems like a no-brainer. Whenever you gain 60 pounds, you get an Oscar nomination if you're somewhat good. And she happened to be outstanding. I mean, you know, it's hard to say that she stole the movie because the movie is really 90% her. But yeah. I was very moved by the end. And by the way, screw you. If you haven't seen it, you can just click ahead 15 seconds. But when she was brushing her kid and he said he just wanted to be beside her, I have two sons. You know, I didn't keep it together. Yeah. I didn't do very well.
I don't know. And I just feel like that twist, which I won't even go into, I honestly didn't see coming. And I feel like I see every twist coming. And it was just a movie that you don't really think. But the end of the movie is not what you think it's going to be when you start the movie.
Yeah, I think
I like that a lot.
They did a good job of keeping you so emotionally invested throughout the whole movie that you weren't thinking anything outside the box.
Well, I didn't know there was a twist.
You're right.
You were so focused on everything that was going on that you didn't think for 1 second that there could have been a twist. So then I loved it. I thought it was great. I also kind of was sad. I was sad that I felt like, kind of like what Joe said, it didn't come out at the end of the year, that people are going to forget how good she was when it comes down to the time. I mean, I know the Academy won't forget at the end of the day, but, you know, if I talk about how Tully is my favorite movie, it's like Get Out. Like, you almost forget how to defend it because it was so long ago.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Well, but Get Out made it, you know, almost across the finish line, and that came out in February of last year.
Yeah.
So I think if a movie is really good, people will remember it. I don't know if Tully will. I don't know how many people have seen it and really liked it. It has a strange name, and I don't think it's hard to explain what the movie is really about. It's not really about her getting a night nanny. It's about something else.
You're right.
I don't know. I agree with you though. I think it should have been released at the end of the year. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I recommend it even to my parents. I don't even know if it's a movie that they would enjoy, but it's something different. And I gotta say, I don't have any kids, and after watching that movie, I'm like, it doesn't look appealing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that can be that way.
100% agree with you.
I know. The other movie the other movie I would say that you guys didn't see, which was underseen, which I liked a lot, was Annihilation. That came out February.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That looks a little Avatar-y, that one.
Kind of. It's from the guy who did Ex Machina a few years ago, which I loved. It's a really strange movie, but it's an original sci-fi movie, and it's a movie that you kind of need to talk about afterward. It's out on Blu-ray and on iTunes now, so just saying, it passed a lot of people by in February, but I really liked it a lot as well.
Now, besides Deadpool 2, we just saw, I liked it. I get it. And by the way, you are right. Now we saw a little bit of it in that it definitely is trying so hard. So I see that. I mean, that's hard to not.
Yeah.
So I do get that.
Yeah.
But I still really enjoyed it. And I laughed out loud a bunch of times. And I feel like that's it. Whatever it was trying to do, it worked. I mean, I did emote at the end, not like the end of Tully, but whatever. I don't want you to defend Deadpool 2. I get exactly what you're saying.
Okay.
But other than that, what's a movie that everybody loved that you said, or vice versa?
That's a good question. You mean in 2018 so far?
Well, I mean, if you want to go back a little before that, that's fine. What are you going to say, The Post?
No, I didn't like The Post.
That's what I'm saying. The Post is so overrated.
Can I give you mine?
Yeah.
Mine,
sure.
Mine is You Were Never Really Here. Is that what it is called?
Yeah.
You're Never Really... It got great reviews, and I go based on Rotten Tomatoes most of the time. We'll look on Rotten Tomatoes. We'll see if it's worth a go. And I sat through that movie, and I was like, I did not get it. I did not get what people were getting.
Did you give that a good review, Mara?
I did not see it. There was a conflict during the screening, and I wound up never even going. I know it played in Cannes last year, and it got pretty decent reviews.
Yeah, it did. If you plan on seeing it, I don't want to spoil it for you, but I'll say this. There is a story.
He was never really there.
He wasn't there.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's not even in the movie. No. There is a storyline. The narrative is so unbelievable. It still has to exist within its own universe, right? I mean, yes, if there's an alien,
it's not Annihilation.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
And there is a premise that you have to assume you accept that's so fucking far-fetched that I can't even really get lost in. By the way, I like revenge. I like violence. I like when kids are taken out of, you know, indentured servitude. I mean, I like that stuff. But the idea behind the ultimate bad guy and this infrastructure that he's built around himself to do what he needs to do, it's just not... It just doesn't work for me. It doesn't. And so it's unfortunate you didn't see it. Actually, it's fortunate.
Sorry, I wanted to debate it with you. I have. That was the only movie on your list that I had not seen, as a matter of fact, when you were running down the title.
Don't feel like you need to go see it now.
No, I will not. You know, I have to say, it's weird. There's this movie that came out on Friday called Book Club with Jane Fonda.
Yeah, it's right around Fresh Rotten, yeah.
Right, but I honestly thought, and I went with two girlfriends, we were all ready to just sit back, watch a really fun, dumb comedy with these four amazing actresses, but we were so put off by the movie, and I was convinced it would get a really, really low Rotten Tomatoes score. I thought it would get, you know, like at 22%, and it's like at 72%.
Wow.
I was like, I'm amazed. Like, it's getting this much goodwill.
Well, it's below.
I thought it was so terrible.
Yeah, people are starting to come to your side. I think it's at a 59 now. And, you know, you see movies like that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's at a 59 now. And you know, there's some movies, and also you said you went with your friends. You put yourself in the right mindset. You know, one of the movies that I really enjoyed, but I realize it's just this formula piece or whatever, but I Feel Pretty. I enjoyed it. That's the thing. I mean,
I didn't like it.
I know. I read your review.
Yeah.
Well, you know, unfortunately, it's hard for us to be completely objective because the leading man is a friend. So we have difficulty being objective there. But at the end of the day, I wasn't necessarily just rooting for him, but I was. So obviously that's going to have influence, but I couldn't be objective. But I enjoyed it. I did. I had fun during it. And when it was over, I was glad I saw it.
Yeah, I didn't feel that way at all. I thought it was a waste. I don't think she said anything provocative or any, like, I didn't have an aha moment watching it. I didn't think the laughs were there. The physical comedy didn't work for me.
It wasn't believable.
I think she can do better. Yeah.
I mean, I agree in that it wasn't believable in the sense that she went to a store. And these two girls come up to her and they're like, oh, are you shopping for a friend? I'm like,
like,
by the way, she doesn't, she's not
water.
A million pounds. Like, she looks like everyone else. Like, this would never happen. So I get
what
you're
right.
saying.
You know what's so funny? That scene really bothered me.
Yeah, me too.
And I agree with you. Right. It bothered me because it's so extreme. dream. And she, again, she looked completely cute and normal. And I live in New York City, and I have gone to a drugstore literally in my sweats, and no one would ever treat me.
No
like
one
that
would
way.
Ever act like that. They're in a customer service role. I mean, come on.
Yes, I know. It's just. I don't know why. I know she obviously she was doing it for comedy, but the little things in a movie make me crazy.
I know.
And that scene bothered me so much. It really did.
It was like 2018's version of Pretty Woman. And I was like, get out of here with this. This makes no sense.
Well,
I know. Pretty Woman was even, I mean, when she walks into that store, Vivian and Pretty Woman dressed like that.
You're
even
right.
I understood why, you know, this thing, no. It made no sense to mistake her for a Dwayne Reed employee when she's wearing a French braid and a cute top and a skirt. It's just unbelievable. And she's a cute white girl. Who are we kidding?
Exactly.
You know, like, there's just no way.
Preach, girl.
All
yeah,
right.
Thank you. Anyway, I digress.
Well, I will say one thing. Of all those movies, I never walk out of movies. Never. I never walk out of movies. I walked out of two movies in my life, but we were watching one, and it couldn't hold us. And next thing you know, I look over, and she's looking for shoes. My girlfriend, Kate, she's looking at shoes.
Online.
So I'm like, well, I'm not going to make you sit here and look at shoes while I watch this movie. It was Chappaquiddick, which
I really like Chappaquiddick.
I just was bored. Maybe I had a little issue with the idea that... Maybe I was bothered a little bit by the idea that they left no gray area that there was any sexual impropriety. You know, he's having some political discussion in a cul-de-sac. Next thing you know, he's driving. You know what I mean? There was no really room for us to speculate what had happened when there was only two people in the car. One is this powerful drunk congressman. The other one is a dead girl.
But they did make him look like a villain. I thought they did, at least.
He looked like a boob, I thought. But I saw a little bit of merit.
No, I totally disagree with you. I have to say, I thought they did make it look like a villain. I thought it was wrongly implied that there was a sexual relationship between the two of them. I thought there was enough gray area, and I wasn't really familiar with the story, and I was pretty riveted about how much he covered up. If it would have happened now, he would have been in jail. I disagree with you on that one.
Well, maybe that you didn't know it, and I did think Bruce Dern was, you know, God, how do you pull something like that off? So maybe he'll be another guy who gets some attention, but that was impressive. But unless he was in the scene, I was just kind of like yawn. But I understand.
I think
also,
if you didn't
know the story.
Yeah, I think I had read too much about the story before I saw the movie, which I shouldn't have done. I should have just allowed it to tell me the story. And instead, I already knew all this other information. So I was kind of, that's why I was bored. So it really was more my fault than the movie.
Hey, what was
it? Okay, all right. Well, it's okay. You don't have to like every movie. It's okay.
Well, I want to like the movies you like.
I know what I mean? Same.
I don't want to come in here and disagree. You're probably right. That's the, you know, annoying thing.
No, it's fun to disagree. I appreciate other people's opinions. It's okay. I just, I don't know. I do a movie show, a local one, a TV one.
Oh,
though, and
promote.
We all review the venue. Sorry?
I said, yeah, go ahead and plug. I want to hear it. We'll start watching it.
Oh, and this guy really hated Avengers, the new Avengers movie. And I really took him to task over it.
Yeah,
he, like,
fuck
gave
that
the
guy.
Movie a C, and I don't know, but normally I'm fine with disagreements. But I thought the fact that this guy thought an Avengers was a C movie was so beyond. I said to him, I'm like, did you see the Justice League? That is a C movie. You can't even compare it. Avengers was so much better than that.
I hate this guy.
Well, no, come on. This is our co-host. All right. So Katie and I are about to talk about our wedding proposal, but I want you to hear what I did. I think you'll enjoy this. So, what I did was I got a movie, there's a movie theater near us within a mile of us. And what I did was I said that they were showing a special showing of Say Anything, which is our favorite movie. Do you love Say Anything? I assume you love Say Anything.
Yeah, I love Say Anything.
Okay, just making sure. And then we went in. They showed real trailers. They showed the trailer for Incredibles,
too. I also got two tickets that say anything at 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, so I have real tickets. I gave my credit card. They gave me real tickets. I walked into the movie theater. We're the only ones in there, which isn't weird because we went to this theater before and we saw Red Sparrow and there were only two other couples in there.
Yeah,
so,
and it was a Wednesday night.
And it was Wednesday night, so it didn't seem so strange, right? So we go, and then they show three trailers. I can't remember. It was Incredibles 2.
Deadpool.
Oh, that's it. Deadpool, Incredibles 2, and Solo.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it played. They played a 4-minute, what would you call it, Robbie? Video montage slideshow of pictures. It was 4 minutes long. My brother did it. My brother made it. And then afterwards, the lights came up, and there was about 35 to 40 of our family and friends there, and they all cheered. And I got down on one knee and I proposed right then and there. What do you think of that?
That is my dream proposal.
Same.
I hope my future husband is listening to this podcast and taking a cue because that is incredible. I love it.
No, Mara, it is even better. He didn't even, when I was sitting there after the trailer, all of a sudden up on the giant movie screen, it said, "Remember our first date." And it was a picture of our first date. And then from there, it played Tupelo Honey by Van Morrison in the background. It was like a piano version of it or something. I mean, it was the greatest trailer I had ever seen in my whole life.
Well, that was actually the movie.
You must have been so nervous when those real trailers were playing. You must have just been like sweating bullets.
So, well, here's the thing. So it's weird. There was nerves, but I really wasn't super nervous other than making sure that it got pulled off. It was a lot of moving parts, you know what I mean, in order to do this.
Yeah. Hell,
and my brother made me so nervous. He's like, "Did you see if the video played? Did you see if blah, blah, blah?" And, you know, I'm like, "Well, no, I assume they take care of all these things, right?" So he starts stressing me out. But, I was made it very clear to the people. Of course, two people said they were going to the wrong theater, which is annoying because it was right in. It doesn't matter. So that was stressing me out a little bit. But once we were in there and I realized I was going to pull this thing off, I was fine until I got up to, you know, to propose, and then I got a little choked up. But that was emotion, not really nerves.
Hey, Mara, we do a comedy murder mystery live show. We're all three of us involved in it, and Rob, the normal co-host on the show. And Joe is so particular about the light cues. When that death happens at the end of the scene, and those lights have to go black, black. But you have to hit that. And the guy took way too long to get the lights up after the trailer said so. Right, Joe?
I do. Yeah, I agree. I was
my God.
Because, no, he's right.
Joe was thinking about that.
Well, I was like, I need to get up. You're right. He or she, by the way, it'll be a sexist, the person up in that. Robbie was, by the way, a projectionist, so maybe you're, you know, imposing your thoughts or whatever on this person. But either way.
I was putting myself in your head.
Well, yeah, the reason I'm particular about that scene ending is because if you're standing there after somebody dies and there's a line, there's this awkwardness. It's a play. It's not, you know, I'm not talking to you saying, here's how the scene's going to end. But yeah, I was just going to stand up when the lights went up, but you're right. Because I'm like, well, what do? Stand up in the dark?
Also had to buzz your, like, it was a reclining chair, so you had to go the...
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Well, that's so funny because Katie and I have a group of friends, and not really our friend, but somebody who was with that group actually got into a fight during Avengers, okay? I told the story, but what happened was people were talking during the movie. So this kid, this guy we know yells at this kid. No, yells at this kid's mom, "Shut the hell up, bitch," or something like that, right? Now, of course, you don't call somebody a bitch, and as a result, there's going to be a problem. And her son says, which I think is one of the coolest things I ever heard, he goes, "After this movie's over, you're going to catch these hands," which is a pretty cool thing. If I knew I was going to get into a fight, I couldn't sit through a whole movie. I'd probably be nervous, but not this guy. He just waited till Thanos did whatever he needed to do. And then he goes down and he starts beating this guy up. That I know. And of course, he had to buzz himself up in order to stop being beaten. But yeah, that's so two stories about the recliner. Yeah. By the way, we don't know a lot of people that get in a fight tomorrow. That's just one interesting story. That's all.
Wait, sorry. Did you watch Say Anything afterward, or was that whole thing just a cover?
No, was just a cover. We had a dinner afterwards.
Got it.
But there were a lot of people that wished they had gotten an opportunity to see that movie again. Some people probably haven't seen it in 10 years. Robbie, how long has it been?
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, it's great. So I have one more question before you let me go. Do you remember the movie that Michael Chamberlain always gets upset that you haven't seen?
Nashville?
Nashville, mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Good.
That's what I wanted to hear. I don't want you to care about what Mike Chamberlain thinks. By the way, if Mike Chamberlain did see Nashville recently, it's because he rented it from the local library.
No, I still haven't seen it. One of these days, I'm not seeing 80 movies in 4 months, that I'll have to sit down and watch Nashville. But no, I still haven't seen it.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
I really, really appreciate it. It's our favorite subject anyway.
Guys.
We need to have you on more often if you're willing. Thanks, Mara.
Absolutely. Congrats on your engagement.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Rob and Joe Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Justin Schlegel, radio personality, comedian, actor, Taibo master, and home health care worker. I want to tell you about yet another hilarious live interactive whodunit from Die Laughing Productions called Smooth Criminal. In this one, I play Billy, manager of the world's greatest Michael Jackson tribute band, the Smooth Criminals. I'm in pursuit of a new lead singer, but my mission is derailed by a murder. Now, I must solve the crime myself in order to salvage the band, and you can help. Please join me and our cast of regulars to experience the laughter and insanity. Smooth Criminal, a murder mystery musical tribute.
Next performance June 16th at the Bright Box Theater in Winchester. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit dielaughingproductions.com.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Man, I love having her on.
Me too.
Is it boring, Robbie, for the audience to hear us talk about movies we've seen? Is that, because here's the thing, I'm so interested. I would literally like to just go through every movie I've seen.
We should just call her once in a while, just you and I, like on the way home from a movie. Yeah. Just to kind of talk to her, because I feel like nobody's like us in that we like to see movies in equal amount. Like, if you ever say, hey, let's go see this movie, I'm like, done.
Yes.
And I'm ever like, the same thing to you, you're like, done. I mean, we're never like, nah, I don't really
we
feel like
we also have a very similar opinion on what movies are worth us. Like, give me an example. Jumanji is supposed to be good.
Yeah.
Jumanji has a fresh tomato. It also is the 41st highest grossing film in history. I have no interest in seeing it.
I don't want to see it either.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff helps, because every once in a while, you know, I'm talking you into seeing You Were Never Really Here. But for the most part, we're in concert.
Or I'm telling you we should see Tully, and then all of a sudden it's your favorite movie.
No, I did love Tully.
I think it's important for people to hear opinions on movies that they might not have seen. And when they're scrolling through their Netflix list and they see Tully, they'll think to themselves, oh, yeah, Katie and Joe and Mara Rheinstein like that movie.
Yeah.
Watch it.
You know, I love that she hasn't seen Nashville. It reminds me of the
scene. He's a dick.
It reminds me of the scene. He is, but I do also love him. Does that make sense?
No.
So it reminds me of the scene I talked about it before, where in Good Will Hunting, where he's talking to Matt Damon. Will Hunting is talking to Robin Williams character. And he said, my foster dad used to put out a stick, a wrench, and a belt. And he'd say, choose. And he goes, I'd go with the belt, Van. He goes, I used to go with the wrench. And you go, why? He goes, because fuck him. So even though Nashville probably is a movie that, in the top 100 of all time in the IMDb, and it's, or the AFI, rankings or whatever, the fact that Mike Chamberlain is upset with the fact that she hasn't seen it, and she is a regular reviewer in Us magazine and also a top critic, fuck him. I hope she never sees it.
Is Nashville the wrench?
No, I believe Mike Chamberlain. I don't know. Yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know. Maybe that's a bad analogy.
I liked it.
Fuck Mike Chamberlain is the point. Anyway, all right. So now, did I bury the? I know I buried the lead by saying we got engaged, but I also told what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I know Robbie wanted you to tell your version. Is it going to stray too far from what I already told?
I think I just want to interject here.
Good.
Because you were talking about what a dick Mike Chamberlain is. There was post on Facebook. I think Rob posted it on the Rob and Joe Show page. And many, many fans of the show wished you guys congratulations.
Oh, yeah. I remember this now.
One person said something negative.
It was Mike. Oh, what'd he say?
Oh, no, not again, Joe.
I remember this now. This is why I hate him.
No, but that's pretty funny. You know what I did say, and I don't know if Katie, this even... I mean, there's tape of it, but when I went to give you the ring, you go, it's this hand. I go, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, no, I heard you.
That's great.
Then I'm like, oh, maybe I should have said that in front of her.
I was like, oh, that's a great timing.
In front of
great
her parents, timing. But whatever.
Just I love all these little tidbits. I didn't know about the chair and all that stuff.
You know, one other thing, too, is that when I said, will you marry me, Katie Elizabeth Push, her name is Caitlin. I meant to say that. But I guess I choked and I said, you're the name that I call you.
Yeah.
A middle name, which I never use, and a last name, which you will either be gone or become your middle name.
Yeah. That's like if I said Joe Mitchell Robinson. It just doesn't really have the same ring to it.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. But for some reason, Katie Elizabeth Push does, because on Facebook, don't you call yourself Katie Elizabeth?
Yeah, you're right.
So that's why I think.
That's so people don't find me. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Oops. Sorry about that. Beep that out.
Nah, just kidding.
Only those listening to this show, but
no, it was the perfect night. It was my favorite Wednesday night in the history of Wednesday nights, because I think I have my head up my ass, but if I'm maybe being honest, I really thought that he was going to propose in Charleston. We're going to Charleston in like 3 weeks.
I thought that was going to happen too.
And
until I heard otherwise.
Yeah. And I really thought it would have been the perfect scenario because my family's down there and I love Charleston and there's a beach and there would have been a lot of opportunities for us to, you know, do something there. And I thought, well, that's probably when he's going to do it. And I've been so busy with work and I've just been kind of all over the place. And then he said, I also been bringing up that I wanted to go to this restaurant Tagliata in Baltimore. And he said, hey, we're going to do something a little different, you know, this week. On Wednesday, so don't make any plans. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe he's going to take me to Tagliata. So then I had it in my head that that's what was happening. So I'm talking about it to friends at work, and I'm like looking up the menu and picking stuff out. And then
what'd you pick out?
The lobster fra diablo.
Just in case you guys thought she was full of shit, that's completely true.
That's the truth. And then I come home and I said, should I change? And Joe has to remember me saying, I go, should I change? Is this okay? I wanted him to say for me to change so I knew we were going to like a little bit of a nice restaurant.
Yeah. And by the way, don't think I didn't worry about, you know, you wanting to have your nails done or you want to look, but it was more important for me to try to have you not know.
I agree. No, right. I agree. So then when he said, don't change, I'm like, okay, well, now I'm lost, right? So we jump in the car and we drive about a half a mile down to Marley Station Mall.
Can I interrupt? That's another thing that I thought, oh, this is great to throw her off because she's going to think, well, nobody's going to propose in the Marley Station
Correct.
Mall.
So we are turning into Marley Station and I said, why are we going to Marley Station Mall? And he's like, yeah. And I said, are we seeing a movie? And he's like, yeah, don't ask me any more questions. So I was like, oh, cool. I thought we were seeing an early showing of Deadpool because I've been wanting to see Deadpool. So now I'm like, okay, I kind of think I know what's going on now. So we walk in and he asked for two tickets and I saw up on the screen, it said Say Anything. And I was like, holy crap. I go, how did you know they were playing this here? I said, literally, I'm like, how did you know? Was it on MoviePass? He's like, no, he said he got an email.
Yeah, I said it came in as spam.
Yeah, but then I'm like thinking, well, that sounds like bullshit.
Yeah, but it was playing. So.
Right, but it was playing, so I didn't really question it. There was two tickets in my hand. The marquee above the theater said it. So I'm like, okay, why would I question this? So then we're sitting there, and I'm like, well, there's nobody here, but who in Glen Burnie is on a Wednesday night going to see Say Anything?
But also, like, what did I do? I did something else to throw you off the scent after we sat down.
Yeah, he started playing Yahtzee on his phone, which he always does, and he pisses me off.
So she would think, well, there's no way he's going to propose and start playing Yahtzee beforehand. So I did put some thought in that, although if I wasn't proposing, I probably would still play Yahtzee.
Yeah. Right? So then the trailers play, and then I look up and I hear this music, and I think at first I definitely thought it was another trailer. And then I saw a picture of me and I was like, holy shit. So then I start crying and I start laughing, and because the pictures are just a 10 out of 10. They're so good.
Can I say one thing?
Well,
also,
let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus. Just kidding.
Just trying to throw a little something
in
there.
Well, no, I wanted to post the video, but Justin, there's a picture of Justin and his balls are hanging out of his pants.
There's also three kids.
Yeah, there's three children, like under 10 there. So I'm like, this is hilarious, but it's also like, I hope they didn't just see Justin's balls hanging out.
I wonder if you didn't know they were there, you could easily miss it.
I agree.
But one thing that made me feel good is that, you know, Katie often thinks I don't take enough pictures. Like, we don't have enough pictures of us. And I have 1,000 pictures of us. I mean, I have so many pictures of us.
How? I think that because it's not like, you don't have social media anymore, which good for you. I'm jealous. But, like, it's not, usually when you take pictures, you post them somewhere or you share them with somebody or you get them printed out. They kind of live on your phone. So how would I know you have all those pictures?
I don't know. I mean, there are pictures of us.
Well, now they're on a video and it's great.
Yeah. Now, are you going to post the video, Robbie, for the Patreons?
Again, I was letting you guys give it careful consideration before I did it.
Yes, post it.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really in there. Now that I've explained the two, what I think are faux pas in my proposal, they're out there in the ether, so you can... There's actually a video of the proposal, too.
I have a video, a great one of the proposal.
Oh, you have a really good video?
Yeah.
Could you send that to me? Because my girlfriend was disappointed with Tisha's. It was so dark.
No, I have a great one, a great angle from my friend Santana. Shout out.
Oh, yes.
It was wonderful. It was perfect. It was so us. It was great. I'm so excited.
Can I say one thing that Robbie said? Just to know he comes from a little bit of the Mike Chamberlain school. So, you know what I'm going to say, Robbie?
I'm not sure.
So, there's a picture of you and I, and it says, you know, happy engagement or whatever it says. It's downstairs, right?
Oh, that.
And I guess the picture, you know, because of the real resolution of it, it was distorted a little bit on there. And Robbie goes,
a little bit.
Stop. Robbie goes, where'd you guys get that sign? He immediately starts shitting on it. Now, meanwhile, who knows what your mom and dad dropped to throw that party afterwards? I mean, ungodly amount of money. We took home bottles of champagne and centerpieces and balloons we couldn't fit in our car and vases. I mean, it was outrageous. Everybody could, there was all these appetizers, drink whatever you want, eat whatever you want. And there's a picture.
It was like 100 people too.
It was a zillion people there. And of course, Robbie's like, I don't like that. I don't like the way that picture was.
All the decorations were very nice. The cupcakes, the food, everything was wonderful.
Except for the picture.
Please just let your mom know that she can reach out to me next time she needs any graphics done. Because
yeah, you're so agreeable.
That squished picture, I was like, ugh.
Oh, yeah. Well, we plan on hanging it.
Yeah, what
above.
Are we going to do
we're
with
gonna
it?
We're planning on framing it and hanging it in the
you
living
are?
Room. No, Robbie, it's just something to have, for God's sake.
Actually, we do want to frame it, Robbie. Will you fix it?
Sure.
Will you make a new one and everything will be...
Hey, good luck with that. My mom will be coming after you and you're not going to like it.
I took a picture of it and I'll be happy to fix it.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if your mom saw that picture hanging up and knew that it wasn't the same?
I mean, fixed. She would lose her shit.
She'd be like, you get that distorted picture back up on that wall.
Yes, of course. No, it was the perfect night. It was like, I mean, I'm still kind of, it hasn't really hit me for sure yet. So, I mean, the ring is a nice reminder, but aside from that, it kind of just feels unreal.
Yeah, and listen, the reason that I would have proposed a long time ago, we talked about that, you know, I mean, been talking about the ring forever, but I wanted it to be something that would be like this. So I love you, and I'm glad that this is the way. I don't care about the work and the stress because we have this story, but I'm also going to say that there was somebody noticeably absent.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if this is okay to talk about.
Are we talking about this?
I mean, should we? Should we not? I mean,
can we tread lightly?
Is this something that should be safe for the bonus show? I have a text from that person.
I have a text from that person as well.
No, not that. No, not. You're talking about. No. I'm talking about my co-host's girlfriend.
Oh.
My co-host's girlfriend was.
Oh, you think he did that intentionally?
Well, no. I think that she did that.
I don't think we're allowed to talk about this.
Well, no. Hold on. So Gramps does a commercial for Patreon that deals with this specific issue.
But and this is real.
Well, hold on. And I said, well, that was real, too. And I said to Rob, only if you're cool with this. Are you cool with this? And he said that he was. So that led me to believe that this subject matter is okay. But let me just say.
Does she listen to the show?
No.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
I think because neither of us received any communication from her, that is kind of telling. as to the situation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it. And I hold no ill will.
No, not at all. But I'm saying but that to me speaks volumes.
That lets you know maybe there's a little bit of an ish.
I mean, I'm not upset at all. I mean, I obviously would have loved it if this person was there because that's always great. And the more the better, and we love them both. But I am sad.
Well, yeah, no, you're sad when people, you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need.
I mean, but will they both be at the wedding? I mean,
well, I hope so, right?
I know, but I mean,
I hope this doesn't have serious ramifications.
Yeah, you know, please.
I hope that when you say, see, that she's upset that she's not in the same place having twice as long waited, I don't know, but I do think that whatever anger she has toward, I don't know if anger is the right word, towards Rob, this is going to be
frustration.
Maybe frustration. That's a bit. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Maybe that, I don't think that's going to, if that's still around in a year, then that's a whole different story. But right. Yeah, I mean, I would hope they're both there.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is definitely a conversation we won't have when Rob gets back.
Well, it's already out there. I've already talked about it.
Yeah. If you don't hear anything about this on next week's show, people, then you'll know that Rob didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm gonna cut this out.
Speaking of frustration, I didn't bother you guys with this, but I hope it's okay to bring up now. Do you know how long it took me to get there Wednesday night from Manassas for my work?
Well, when did you leave?
At 3:05.
Were you worried about making it on time?
Yes.
Oh, really? It took you 4 hours?
It took me over 3 hours.
Jeez.
The rain, the traffic was so horrible. And the last 10 minutes of the ride, I was still sitting in traffic trying to turn onto Ritchie Highway, and I was cursing you, Joe. I was like, why did he pick Wednesday to do this?
Well, he wanted to know why I picked Wednesday to do it. I don't know if you know, but when people give you a movie theater to get engaged in, it usually isn't on a Saturday night. But I hear what you're saying.
Of course I know.
Joe, how could you be so inconsiderate?
Well, I was the only one who had a problem. I was driving from the farthest away.
Well, thank you for coming, Robbie. It wouldn't have been the same without you.
I really enjoyed it, and I really, really enjoyed my mahi salad.
Well, let me ask one more thing, because I wasn't there when you were back there with Gramps, and my biggest concern that I had, among other things, is that Gramps would be standing by the box office. Hey, how you doing? What are you doing here? Like, that was my biggest concern. How was he?
Everybody was very, very quiet and respectful and waiting for the queue to go in. I was the last one there. I was literally the last one to walk up. Everybody was there when
I got
there.
Well, you weren't the last one because my son James didn't make it, but go ahead.
I'm saying make it to the theater.
Yeah, he made it after the proposal.
Okay, but everybody was standing there already when I walked in, and so I didn't get a chance to observe him. But as far as I could tell, everybody was being super careful.
Well, cool. Yeah, I think Aunt Mom had put the kibosh on anything that would have spoiled it. By the way, if you are a Patreon, I'm just going to 30 seconds for only Patreons. Gramps has responded to the story that I told. I guess we'll have to. Geez, sorry, guys. I guess we'll have to. I want to give him an opportunity to explain it unless he doesn't want to explain it, because he did start trying to explain it in the text and it made my head explode. So if he wants to explain it, I want him to. But if he doesn't, then that's fine, too. Is that good, Robbie? Is that two?
I think so.
All right.
I want you to read the names in chat.
All right. Let's go. The names in chat.
I mean, you may not want to read them out loud.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, what we're going to do on the other side of this break is we went to Magoobies this weekend, and it was unique. We did our Smooth Criminal Murder Mystery. It was unique from any other show that we've ever done, and we'll talk about that next on the Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Rob and Joe Show has become a fixture in my weekly flow. I don't miss work or church or chores, nor would I forget Rob and Joe. They aren't just funny, but can be most interesting. Not only that, I make new friends and share our thoughts by being there with them in chat. Their great success is created by all the talent that they share.
but much of it is just because they, with great luck, have Robbie there. For those who missed the bonus shows, I promise it would be worthwhile to pay $5 just to add to your life many laughs and smiles. Just go to Patreon and join. Become a patron today. I promise you will never feel as though you've thrown $5 away.
Nice. Is that a Barry White effect you put on there, Robbie?
It is.
Nicely done.
I don't know
done.
How I feel about that.
Well, that's how Gramps wishes he sounded. That's probably when he's selling insurance in the inner city, how the females hear him. That's
so
the filter.
I want Gramps
which
to know something. I love Gramps so much, but I am not on his side with this one. I know I'm not. I mean, I know we're moving on from this, yeah. But I just want to make sure that that is said.
Since we have to be so cryptic, guys, $5. Listen to the Patreon episode. We'll get there. I do see Marcus Sirtis in chat, among other people. Way to go, guys, with the names. There's one I like particularly funny. It's hilarious. But Marcus is in chat. I was hoping he'd be on, but I guess since we had Mara, we didn't want to have five people on. But when we made our guest list for people invited to the wedding, Marcus Sirta and wife, they made the list.
Yes.
Which is, it's a destination wedding, likely.
Likely.
It's likely a destination wedding. So, you know.
And they were on the A-list.
Yeah, and I also thought that they'd be somebody that would probably make it.
Am I on the A-list?
Yes,
yeah, Robbie, what's your God? What kind of insecurity do you have? You're my brother.
No, Marcus was on the A-list, but Robbie was not.
I was just checking.
So, Gramps, I can't deal with this right now. Gramps said, what did Katie not like?
Oh,
he's still referencing the story from the Patreon show. Whatever.
Sorry.
Read the names in chat, Gramps.
Yeah,
I did not mean to... continue on that.
All right. So this
Marcus responded. Woo-hoo.
Yes. All right, Marcus. We'll
Perfect.
See you there. Matter of fact, what we did was this is kind of crazy. We went through the list of all the people that we're inviting and, you know, it was 200 or something like that. And then we said, who do we think is going to come? Who's going to get on a plane, fly to a resort, spend 3-4 days there and go, who's going to do that? And we set up 84.
I mean, I think that it's going to maybe be a little less than that, because out of those 84, there's going to be some that have, you know, work issues or kid situations,
right.
Or, you know, and it's a lot to ask somebody to spend, you know, a good amount of money to fly somewhere to just watch two people get married. But I hope that everyone knows that is invited that it's a vacation for everyone. We want it to be fun. We don't want it to be stuffy. But I think it's going to be between 75 and 100 people. And I was actually surprised that I had a longer list than Joe. But I also wanted to say that Joe's people, almost all of them were guarantees, and mine was like half guarantees.
Yeah, I give an example, Robbie. So when we do the list, and now, by the way, if it's important to Dad that people are invited, but I didn't invite a lot of aunts and uncles to go to, you know, some resort in Cancun or Punta Cana. I didn't do that. Actually, the only cousin that I had on the list was our cousin Charlie. Other than that, I mean, you know, that's really the only person that I see, and I see regularly. I don't think anybody's going to have their feelings hurt. What do you think, Robbie?
Oh,
you're the one related to these people. Okay.
No. I don't think so at all.
Well, I just want to point out, we are not inviting Mike Chamberlain, so I just hope everyone knows that.
Well, that's okay, because guess who didn't get invited to his wedding?
Oh, that's right. Payback's a bitch.
Good. But Scott Apple's invited, and his wife.
And he's guaranteed to come, too, because his wife is rich.
Oh, yeah.
And has like 100 weeks of vacation, and since Scott Apple quit to be a house husband, he has nothing but time.
True.
So this weekend, we had our murder mystery, Smooth Criminal. It was only the third time we did it, and we did it at McGoobie's Joke House, which I would say is our home club. It's really the club where, you know, it's closest to in proximity, other than maybe the Rams in Annapolis, but also it's in the 98 Rock listening area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's where also the people there do most of their stand up. So it's an important room. Now, for one reason or another, we only do maybe one weekend a year there, and most of our shows are on Sunday. But Robbie, would you like to guess how many people were at this show on Sunday? By the way, it was the first nice day in like a week. It even rained the day that I proposed.
Don't give any more hints. I want him to guess.
40?
More.
55.
Come on. You got to go way higher.
100.
More. Higher.
Oh, really? 250.
215. Wow. So for a Sunday, Preakness Sunday at night, and we pulled 215. So we're applause there. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is it was about 96 degrees in there. So when we came in, you got to remember that it doesn't matter how funny somebody is. If you are miserable, then it's hard. I mean, Rob told that story about when he did that show in Ocean City. They kept people there at 11:30. He walked on stage, you know, at 1 a.m. People are booing him. You suck, right? So the fact that it was, and I don't want to exaggerate, but it probably was 85 degrees in there.
Oh, no, I think it was more than that.
You think it was 90 degrees?
I think when we got there, it was close to 80. And then when there's 215 additional people, equipment. I mean, everyone's on top of each other. I mean, they're drinking. It was so hot. Everyone was fanning themselves. Everyone, I was shocked at how well it went as far as...
Well, I don't want to bury the lead. So that's the third time, by the way, I've said that on this show. I got to stop saying bury the lead. Okay.
Title of the show is called Bury the Lead.
Great. So, so the other thing is now the club... The owner of the club sent me an apology and said, hey, sorry about that, blah, 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 blah. Very sincere. So it was a mistake. It's already rectified. It's going to be fixed. But we still had to deal with it this night. So the first thing I said is I go, Justin, when you go at Justin Schlegel, star of our show, I said, when you go out there, the first thing I want you to do is distance yourself from this thing. We can't. Because, when you perform somewhere, they think you work there. They're asking you for drinks. They want to know what time this happened. You know, meanwhile, you're just hired to perform there. So I don't want them to associate this heat, because I don't know how it's going to be received because it's so hot in there, with this show, because we want to have people back. So the first thing he does is goes out there and says, I just want to make sure we make it very clear. We have nothing to do with it. Blah, blah, blah. Obviously, he said it funnier than that. So as the show goes on, people are taking their clothes off. Justin is not wearing his shirt. Clearly, Eric's not wearing a shirt. Sean and I are there in our T-shirts. Tommy's wearing no shirt and a jacket over top. I mean, literally what we could do. And it actually lent itself to the show. And it made this show something magical. Do you agree?
Oh, I thought it was great.
But also this element that the heat is almost like, Naked and Afraid, you bond with the person that you're with because of this misery that you're sharing together. And I'm telling you, that really happened.
Oh, I agree. I thought we'll never have that happen again, obviously.
God, so I hope not.
So the way that they handled it was perfect. I mean, he came out in Acts 3 and 4 and had just a tie on and no shirt. So it was hilarious. The thing that shocked me the most is how much they were still laughing on top of being so hot. They were still loving it. They were still, everyone's clapping. Everyone's, getting into it. And then at the end, Joe always does this thing. Okay. Joe always does this thing where he reads names out. And before we were collecting papers, when he's doing that part, some lady came up to me and she's like, so is the heat part of the show? And I'm like, I don't understand what you're asking. She's like, is it supposed to be hot? I'm like, do you think, you're telling me you think that we decide to not put the air conditioning on and everyone's sweating their balls off?
You probably would sell more drinks that way.
I mean, but this wasn't just kind of warm. People were visibly sweating the entire time.
David Letterman was of the opinion that heat was the enemy of comedy.
It's true.
He kept the Ed Sullivan Theater icy cold.
No, I've heard that many, many a time. But I will say, and I want to make sure people realize, when you go to McGoobie's Joke House, we've never had this issue.
No, it's our favorite place.
Nor will we ever have this issue again, but it existed this one day. And, you are absolutely right. And he realized that, Andrew, because he even said, hey, sorry, I heard that it was still a great show, which is a good description of what happened. It was sweltering hot and the show was still good there. It's so funny. When we were standing outside to start act three, there's four acts in this murder mystery, two people were leaving. And they walk up to Justin and go, oh, man, we're huge fans, blah, blah, blah. Thank you so much, blah, blah. And we're like, where are you going? We're going, we're leaving. It's too fucking hot in here. They left.
Hey, there was somebody outside after the show throwing up. Like, I think they might have had heat exhaustion.
Ah, come on. So one thing also that happened, there was a lady there, and she was wearing a shawl, which I'm like, you know, you might want to remove that. She also had oxygen.
Oh, no.
So she said, I love the show. I saw you guys at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. So she was at another show that we did at another club, and she came to this, and she pointed at Eric. She goes, yeah, that guy, last time I saw him, he was wearing a diaper. Now, of course, that's never happened in any of our murder mysteries, so I don't know what she's describing. Actually, I do. In the Sing for Your Life, there's a part where he's in his tighty whities, but I believe she was an African-American. And do they not wear tighty whities in that culture? I don't know, because she thought it was a diaper. Or maybe it was just so ill-fitting that that's what she saw.
I don't think they wore underwear.
What? You think Eric was wearing a diaper?
No. I thought African-American culture. Do they not? I thought, like, they don't wear underwear or something.
Well, I mean, we'd have... I believe they do, but maybe... Mm. I mean, I... The only experience I have is in gym class, and I never remember them not having wearing underwear.
I just feel like because their junk is so large that maybe...
This is a true story. I can't give the name because I actually told the story about this guy to him, and he was embarrassed by it. So I won't say a name, but I went to high school with a guy.
I know the guy.
When I was in middle school, he was the only guy that would shower.
Yeah.
And I remember his... It literally looked like, I'm like, well, that can't, is mine going to grow to that size? Is that what happens? Of course, it never did. But this poor kid, I mean, I can't imagine that he's able to just lead a regular life.
Yeah, I used to work with him at the movie theater.
Wow, he's memorable for sure.
Well, yeah, of course. You know, walk around with something like that and we forget you.
He would get drunk and bring it out.
What? You would ask him to?
No, he would do it without being prompted.
Oh my God, if you did that today.
No, this is long before Me Too.
We were kids at the time. We were all
so weird to me.
We had a job. I mean, yeah, you were a kid, but you weren't a toddler.
I mean, we were teenagers.
You knew not to bring your dick out, right?
If I had his, I might bring it out all the time.
I don't think I would.
I don't think you would do that.
Yeah.
That sounds...
Maybe like... I'd mention it in conversation, but I'm not just going to pull it out.
Proof's in the pudding, Joe.
Anyway, is there anything we didn't cover, Robbie?
No, I think we did well tonight.
Perfect. All right, well, that's the show. I don't know what the score of the Caps game is, but hopefully they're winning this game.
What movie are we going to see next? Other than Say Anything, obviously.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Should we see Nashville and write a horrible review of it?
This sucks. I don't know. But you know what? We'll put that on our next Patreon. Just kidding. All right. Well, that's it. Katie, thank you so much for joining me. When's the next episode of Miss Connections going to drop?
I don't know. You have to ask Justin.
All right. Look for Miss Connections starring 98 Rock's Justin Schlegel and Katie, soon to be Katie Robinson.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
And that's it. I'm trying to think. When's our next murder mystery, Robbie? Give me something to promote. Do you know? I know it's in Winchester.
There was a commercial earlier on the show. It's
June 16th.
Yeah, June 16th.
Two shows, right?
We're doing two back-to-back shows at the Bright Box Theater in Winchester.
All right. It's one of our favorite clubs. We'll see you guys there. That's it.
Bye.